Track 3.2. Unit 3. Reading 2.
Fracking. The future? 1.
In 2014, 99% of Costa Rica's electrical energy was derived from renewable energy sources. In 2015, Denmark produced 42% of its electricity from wind turbines. The Scottish government recently announced plans to generate 100% of its electricity from renewables by 2020. Yet despite a global trend away from fossil fuels, larger industrialized nations such as the U.S. and Russia are still heavily reliant on oil and natural gas. So how are these natural resources obtained? And what is the environmental impact?
2.
Oil and natural gas is most commonly found in porous rock formations called reservoirs. Tiny holes, or pores, in the rock allow it to absorb large quantities of oil, water, and natural gas, which is trapped in place by thicker rock above and below. To extract the resources, mining companies drill a deep vertical well through the thick rock, directly into the reservoir. The oil and natural gas is then pumped back to the surface. Although this is a relatively simple process, most known reservoirs are nearing exhaustion, and companies are being forced to rely on increasingly complex mining techniques, such as fracking.
3.
Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, is a technique used to extract oil and natural gas from sedimentary rock formations called shale. Unlike reservoirs, the resources trapped in shale do not gather in large pools that can be easily drained. Instead, they are spread across tiny cracks in the rock. To release the trapped resources, the rock must be split, or fractured, open. To achieve this, deep vertical wells are drilled down to the level of the shale. The depth of these wells varies, but can extend as far as 2,000 meters into the ground. Once the desired depth has been reached, the drill takes a 90-degree turn and continues horizontally, parallel to the layer of shale rock. Small holes are then made along the horizontal section of the well, exposing it to the rock. Millions of gallons of high-pressure fracking solution, a mixture of water, sand, and chemical additives, is then pumped through the well into the surrounding rock for an average of 72 hours. The extreme pressure causes the fissures or cracks in the rock to widen, allowing the oil and natural gas to flow into the well and be pumped back to the surface.
4.
This process may be very simple, but it is proving to be as profitable as it is controversial, and therein lies the dilemma. Currently, shale gas is produced at a commercial rate in very few countries. The U.S. and Canada lead the way in the mining of shale gas, but there are around 40 countries with the potential to exploit such assets. As many of these countries are currently net importers of fossil fuels, tapping into a domestic supply of shale gas would significantly reduce their dependence on foreign energy sources and could potentially lead to a new source of income. It would also provide thousands of new jobs and help lower household gas and electricity bills. Fracking proponents further argue that it actually has a positive effect on the environment, as it produces up to 3 times less carbon emissions than coal. Given these factors, it is no surprise that there is much enthusiasm for the practice.
5.
One of the major concerns is associated not with the shale gas itself, but with the sheer volume of chemical additives being pumped into the ground. Over 750 additives, including formaldehyde, hydrochloric acid, and sodium hydroxide, are used or have been used in fracturing operations, many of which are known carcinogens. These additives constitute anything up to 2% of the fracking mixture, which, when extrapolated to an industrial scale, equates to around 300 tons of additive per 15 million liters. Earthworks, ND. The fear is that chemicals in the fracking solution could leach into the soil or groundwater, potentially affecting food production and contaminating the supply of safe drinking water in the area. Furthermore, as the cracks created during the fracturing process can extend as far as 1.6 kilometers from the original well, it's possible that additives may also contaminate drinking water far from the site.
6.
Management of the billions of liters of wastewater generated during the fracking process also presents a huge issue, as it often contains high levels of methane and radioactive waste. While much of the wastewater is pumped back to the surface, it's estimated that as much as 50% of it is left in the wells, again raising concerns that pollutants will leach into the groundwater. If true, this could result in a range of health issues, including asthma and several forms of cancer. Such are the concerns with the levels of radioactive material entering wastewater that some feel employees of fracking corporations should be monitored in the same way as those working in nuclear power plants. Any water that does return to the surface either needs to be treated for reuse or disposed of safely. The high concentrations of heavy metals and radionuclides in recovered hydrofrack water can make treatment a difficult and expensive process, Soder and Capel, 2009, which few facilities currently have the capacity to deal with. Disposal is equally difficult. Most wastewater is simply injected back into porous rock formations via disposal wells or released into river systems, jeopardizing aquatic ecosystems.
7.
Another concern often cited by critics is the risk that the fracking process and its after effects can lead to earthquakes. Indeed, despite claims that fracking-related earthquakes are not common, micro-earthquakes, those of a magnitude of under 2.0 on the Richter scale, are frequently experienced in and around fracking sites. Furthermore, many scientists believe that wastewater injection can be directly linked to several huge earthquakes in the U.S. mid-continent, including one that reached a magnitude of 5.6. While Ellsworth, 2013, argues that certain techniques can be employed to lessen the risk of earthquakes, until regulation is in place to enforce these practices, homes will continue to be destroyed and lives will be lost.
8.
Fracking will almost inevitably grow in the coming years as governments chase reliable fuel sources and industry seeks larger profits. This, despite the ever-increasing list of devastating issues associated with the process. And yet, it is perhaps the unknown we should fear most. Industrial fracking on this scale is still in its relative infancy, and its use should, at the very least, be restricted until enough studies have been conducted for us to fully quantify its impact. While there are huge volumes of untapped shale gas sequestered beneath the Earth's surface, its extraction may have profound effects on the environment. And with such progress being made in the renewables industry, it seems crazy to take such huge risks with the future of our planet for the sake of profits, rather than wasting time and money extracting what is, after all, another finite resource. It would make sense to invest in reliable, environmentally friendly renewable energy production.